This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Rami Makhlouf on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
How important is it to you that the Bears get a 4,000-yard passer in Caleb Williams?
This is more important than revenge.
He needs 270 yards to crack that sacred 4,000-yard mark.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
If it were to happen, that'd be great, but he would agree with me when I say our number one objective is to win this ball game.
You play to win the game.
I want it real bad, Ruthie. And I don't know if this is reasonable. I don't know if this is just my life as a Bears fan that I need this. Like I just need it to die.
I need it more than anything in the world.
The only franchise to never have a 4,000-yard pass.
Okay. There're probably some that don't have a 5,000-yard passer either.
Rami Makhlouf on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's me with you for the next 3 hours, taking you right up to Bears pregame with Mully and Olin Krutz and Patrick Manley, and a jam-packed 3 hours for you, including a visit from Jim Costa of 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. He'll help us look ahead from the other side of this Packers-Lions matchup that will take place at 3:25 today from Soldier Field. And Cassie Carlson, Fox Chicago sports anchor and Bears reporter, will be here at 11 o'clock to talk some Bears and Lions. And I want to talk Bears with you all morning long, especially this first hour. Guest free. Get in at 312-644-6767 as I broadcast live from the Hyundai Score Studios and brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And I got Tyler Buterbaugh on the other side of the glass. Tyler, I thought you said something this morning that, like, it didn't, like, you, it's one of those things that you know, but then it doesn't hit you until you sort of hear somebody say it, like, this is a week 18, well, that we've never really felt, because the Bears haven't been to the playoffs since they expanded the season to 18 weeks. But the last week in the season and it not being the last week of the season is a different vibe, man. And it didn't strike me until you said it this morning when we were talking before the show started.
Yeah, I mean, like, we haven't had this in years. And I mean, usually I'm always sad when the Bears regular season's over.
Yeah,
except for last year because of all the dysfunction. I think we were all could not wait for that season to end.
We were ready to be put down. We were ready to be put
exactly
out of our misery last year, yeah.
But it's nice, like, it's like, oh my God, like, I can watch the Bears again next week, and it's like going to be super exciting. It's playoffs, postseason. We get extra football. It's amazing, man. A breath of fresh air.
Yeah, we're going to watch the Bears again next week. We are going to. Not we can. We are going to watch the Bears again next week and watch them in some postseason football. And for me personally, I've been doing this radio thing for like 20 years-ish. I've never talked about a Bears playoff team on these particular airwaves into this particular microphone. It's never happened. So that's very cool for me personally, and I want to talk about it with you, the Bears fan and the Score listener, at 312-644-6767. And with that in mind, with the fact that there will be more football, like once whatever happens today at Soldier Field between the Packers and the Lions, there will be more football next week, and it will be at Soldier Field now the week after that, should they win, and whether that will be at Soldier Field is another discussion and something that's still up in the air. But with that in mind, that there is a game today, but there's also definitely a game tomorrow, I want to sort of marry those two things and ask you two questions. What's your confidence level right now that the Bears could make a deep playoff run, like make an NFC championship or even talk Super Bowl here in the city of Chicago? What's your confidence level that they can make a deep playoff run right now? And what, if anything, is something you could see in this game that would make you even more confident heading into the playoffs? 312-644-6767 is how you can get in on the show this morning. And like I said, this whole first hour, guest free, and I want to hear from you this morning and talk some Bears with you, the Bears fan and the Score listener, at 312-644-6767. As far as what my confidence level is right now, that they can make a deep playoff run. And it doesn't have to be making the Super Bowl or winning the Super Bowl. I'm just talking about winning a couple of playoff games and like I said, maybe getting to an NFC championship. What's your confidence level that they can do that? It's pretty high. And it's pretty high, not just because of who the Bears are and what they've done in this season, but man, last night, And watching that Seattle 49ers game, the Seahawks and 49ers last night, with the NFC West and the number one seed in the conference on the line, that and the narrative going into and coming out of that game sort of are the perfect microcosm of what this season has been in the NFL and in the NFC. And what I mean when I say that is that there hasn't been a clear-cut favorite, and every time it feels like there is a clear-cut favorite in the NFL and in the NFC, they lose, and then everybody just jumps on another bandwagon and tries to convince you that another team, and maybe the team that beat them, and that was the case last night with the Seahawks taking down the 49ers, that they're the team to beat in the conference. And the reality is, and what that tells you, the fact that we've had this carousel of favorites or teams to beat atop the NFC tells you that there is no team to beat. I don't think there's any real favorite in the NFC. Now, I don't know that anybody has really talked about the Bears that way. Maybe here in Chicago we have, and maybe some of you believe that the Bears are the best team in the NFC and want to hear from you at 312-644-6767. But you could literally go through the rest of the NFC, including the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who right now hold the four seed, and that depends on what happens between Atlanta and New Orleans today somehow. I'm going to get into the whole playoff picture and how wacky it is heading into Week 18 later in the show, but you might have forgot this, but there was a time, I think it was around Week 9, Week 10, that things started to go bad for the Buccaneers, but there was a time where people were talking about the Buccaneers as you know, a team that could make a Super Bowl, and Baker Mayfield as a legit MVP candidate. And that has clearly gone to the wayside. And I don't think anybody is talking about Tampa Bay in that way, but you can look at the 7-seed Packers, who had won 4 straight heading into or after the first win that they got against Chicago in the first matchup that they got against the Bears, and still had a healthy Micah Parsons and still had a healthy Jordan Love and were atop the NFC North and had a crack at the one seed, and people were talking about them as maybe the favorites in the NFC and the team to beat in this conference. The Rams, for a long stretch, we're talked about as the team to beat and the favorites in the NFC, until a loss in the last couple weeks. They now sit on a two-game losing streak. The 49ers were being talked about as that team to beat in the NFC and the favorite to come out of the conference until their loss to the Seahawks last night. The Eagles, coming off their Super Bowl championship last year and getting out to a hot start early in this season, they at one point were talked about as the team to beat or the favorite to come out of the NFC. And now, like I said, after the Seahawks knocked off the 49ers last night, they're being talked about as that team to beat and the favorite to come out of the NFC. And the reality is, there probably isn't one, at least not one clear-cut favorite or one clear-cut team to beat in this conference. Obviously, home field advantage goes some way in giving you an edge in the playoffs, and the Seahawks got that last night. But you really think that the Seahawks can't get knocked off in Seattle? I don't believe that. I don't see some unstoppable force there in Seattle. So that, as much as anything, the landscape of this conference and the playing field that the Packers or that the Bears are playing in right now, that to me gives me a lot of confidence. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, that I'm at like a 7. I could maybe even be convinced to bump that up to like a 7.5 or an 8 that the Bears could make a deep playoff run. And just because of how well they've played. And even in that loss to San Francisco last week, I thought that they played really well and showed out pretty well when facing what at the time, again, was being talked about as a conference favorite in the San Francisco 49ers. So I'm at like a 7.5 or an 8. I don't know about you guys, but I'm at about a 7.5 or an 8. Actually, I said a 7 or a 7.5, that the Bears could make a deep playoff run and could be in the conversation for a Super Bowl. How about you, 312-644-6767? And what, if anything, is something that you could see in this game today that would make you more confident In the fact that the Bears could make a deep playoff run? 312-644-6767. I know the Lions come in here with a losing record. I know that they come in sitting at, or do they have a losing record? Let me double check that. Yeah, no, they're 500. I'm sorry, I misspoke. They're 500 right now and have a chance at a winning record. And don't kid yourself. They want that. And don't kid yourself. Dan Campbell wants to beat Ben Johnson and wants to rub his nose in it again, as they did back in week 2. So this is no pushover game for the Bears. This is no easy win for the Bears here in week 18, despite a Lions team that comes in sitting at 500. This is a good football team. They are. I know what the record says. I know how their season has gone, and I know they've taken a step back, but that's still a good football team that's put a lot of good things on tape, not just this year, but over the course of the last 2 or 3 years. And it's still a team that ranks 6th in the NFL with almost 370 yards per game, 3rd in the NFL with almost 29 points per game. And this is a Bears defense that surrendered 880 yards in 2 games. 880 yards in 2 games, and you can dig even deeper than that. And on plays when there are no turnovers, the Bears rank 30th in EPA allowed per play. Their defense has allowed 392 yards the last 2 games for 56 first downs, the run defense, that is. So 880 yards, 392 yards just in the run game for 56 first downs, and they only have one quarterback hit in 4 of their past 5 games. So I don't know. Like, obviously, I want to see the offense continue to perform at a high level, and I think they can do that with all the injuries that and just just lackluster performance that the Lions have on the defensive side of the football. And I don't know how much the Bears defense can do that's going to make me feel a whole lot better or a whole lot different about that unit. But if you could contain this Lions offense, and especially that Lions run attack, that two-headed monster that they have back there in their backfield, if you could slow that down, and this is going to sound weird. What I'm about to say is going to sound weird. Like, you want the turnovers, obviously, and I'm not going to be mad if they got a turnover or two in this football game. Okay? So don't take what I'm about to say the wrong way. But wouldn't it be cool to watch the Bears just stop an offense? to just watch the Bears defense just stop an offense for moving the ball up and down the field on them, and especially a high-powered offense, as I said, like the one that's coming to Soldier Field today in the Detroit Lions. Wouldn't that, like, it might make me feel a little bit better. This sounds weird. Now that the thought is actually, like, passing through my lips, this sounds weird, but I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to stick to this take. Tyler, any of you out there, 312-644-6767, tell me if this is crazy. I almost would feel better if the Bears could win this football game and contain that Lions offense without getting a turnover. Is that crazy? Like, I just want to see that this football team can win games without having to take the ball away from the other team, because that gets tougher. Now, it depends on the opponent, and I'm going to talk about some potential opponents later in the show and who maybe gives the Bears a better chance when you look at the matchups. But regardless, it's the takeaways get harder in the playoffs. You're facing better football teams. You're facing teams that are better at protecting the football.
I mean, okay.
Is that
so
crazy, Tyler?
I wouldn't, like, say it's super crazy. Because
I'm not saying I don't want the turnover. Like, if they get a turnover, I'll be clapping and jumping up off my couch and screaming like I do scream ball every time the ball hits the ground. I'm like, ball! My wife thinks I'm crazy. You know what I mean? I'm still going to do that. I'm still going to get excited and cheer for the turnovers. But is it crazy to say I'd like to see the Bears just stop an offense? Like, just stop them. Make them punt. Get them off the field. Get them off the field quickly. Get some hits on the quarterback and win a football game without having to take the football away from the other. Like, just show me that you can. Show me that formula or that recipe exists for this Bears team. Does that make sense?
I know exactly where you're coming from. Like, that would be great, and then it just kind of shows more confidence in the offense that they're actually the ones winning the game. My only concern is the Bears' defense have had a tough time getting to the quarterback, and that's where you're seeing these close games where the Bears are allowing 35 points, but the Bears can drop 38 points. But when the Bears have been taking when they get turnovers, that's where, like, to me, this Bears defense right now is striving the most, where
yes,
you kind of need them to make the turnovers to make this a game where, all right, the offense, we got the confidence that they're going to score and we don't have to worry about the defense letting up just as many points or
yep,
just 3 points less. So I wouldn't say you're fully crazy, but
because the question is this: what, first of all, what's your confidence level that they can make a deep playoff run? And what's something you could see in today's game that would make you that much more confident? I know they can win games when they take the football away. I know that. And they lead the league in takeaways. But again, takeaways are going to get harder to come by in the playoffs. And in the two games when they didn't get a takeaway, there have only been two games where they didn't get a takeaway this season. They gave up 30 points to the Ravens and 52 to the Lions. Like, I need to know that if you can't take the ball away from the other team, you can still find a way to win a football game. I know what it looks like when they get the takeaways, and I know that their chances of winning go up dramatically, especially when they get two takeaways. That seems to be the formula for winning football games. I don't know that you can necessarily force two takeaways per game in the postseason. And I would like to see this football team win a game where they don't necessarily get that takeaway and can show me that they can just stop an offense. And again, a good offense that's coming to Soldier Field today with the Detroit Lions. I know the turnovers are like a huge deciding factor just in the NFL in general. I would like to see that they can do without. You know what I mean?
No, I would love to as well. But for me, like, my confidence level would be higher. I'm at like a, I hate saying it, 6-7, but I would say it would be higher if they. What's that?
Did you do the hand gesture with the 6-7?
I hate the fact that I did. It was just like I'm over here by myself in the studio and I'm doing this the hand thing. But it would be higher if I can be confident that I know that they will get at least one turnover a game in this playoff run that they can have. Like, if they can get one turnover at least, I think you're going to see a big difference. Just that one just kind of sparks the offense, and I think they'll get ahead of these all highly played offensive teams. So that's where I'm at. I just don't know if they can stop an offense without getting any turnovers.
Yeah, that's the thing, is I don't know that either. And I'd like, and look, one game isn't going to convince me otherwise, but I would like to have that in the bank. Like, I'd like to at least go into whoever we're going to play next week. And again, I'll go through all the different scenarios with you later on in the show. But whether it's Green Bay or San Francisco or the Rams, I would like to go into that game and go, yeah, well, at least I've seen them win a game without taking the ball away from the other team. You know what I mean? Because those teams, especially Green Bay, and you won't have to worry about this team in the first round of the playoffs, but Philadelphia also, they don't give the ball up that much. San Francisco and the Rams, they will. They'll give up the ball a little bit, and so will Seattle. But a lot of these teams that you're going to face in the playoffs, they just don't turn the ball over very much. And again, the Bears have given up 30-plus and 50-plus points in the two games where they couldn't get a takeaway. So I would just like to see that they can't. Now, ideal situation is you just completely shut down this Lions offense today. You get the stops that I'm talking about, and you get the turnovers that I'm talking about, and it's just a dominant performance all around. But I know it sounds weird. I know it sounds a little crazy, and I'm not just being hot take guy. I would just like to see that the Bears can find a different way to win a football game. Because the more multifaceted you are in how you can win football games, I think the better chance you have of making a deep playoff run. That's why I'm saying I'm at like a 7, 7.5 right now. You win the style of game that I'm talking about, maybe bumps it up to an 8. Like, I don't know that you can make more of like more than a half point difference in a confidence level when you already have 17 weeks to go off of that we've seen of the Chicago Bears. But it would give me a little bump, a little boost, if I could see that this team could win football games without needing the takeaways, because they will be harder to come by in the playoffs. What's your confidence level that they can make a deep playoff run? And what's something you could see in this game that would make you even more confident heading into the playoffs? Isn't it cool that we're talking playoffs, though? 312-644-6767. Rami Makhlouf with you, taking you right up to Bears pregame as the Bears take on Detroit. Tune in today, starting at noon, for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Molly will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. And you can be heard on The Score in the Odyssey app. Just give me a call. Shoot me a text at 312-644-6767. I'm Rami Makhlouf, back right after this on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We're back. Live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
How do you view just like what's still ahead of you, the 2 or the 3 seed, and how decisions that you'll make, like how do you weigh the importance of seeding in this game?
Yeah, we're playing to win this week.
That's Ben Johnson. Just win, baby. That's all he's thinking about heading into Week 18 against the Lions. If they win, they are the 2 seed. A loss and an Eagles win, and you're the 3 seed. An Eagles loss also means you are the 2 seed as the Chicago Bears. I'm Rami Makhlouf with you on a Sunday morning, taking you right up to Bears pregame and asking you, what's your confidence level right now that the Bears can make a deep playoff run? And what's something you could see today that could improve that confidence level, that would make you feel even more confident, feel a little better heading into this game? 312-644-6767. And I know my answer is weird, but I would like to see this football team win a game without needing the turnovers, because that's probably a formula that you're going to need at some point in the postseason and facing the best teams in the league and some of the best teams at protecting the football. 312-644-6767. Got a text here, who doesn't think I'm crazy, from the 630. A 23-10 win with no turnovers would feel really good, right? Wouldn't it? Like you just force some 3 and outs. I don't know, 2 or 3 sacks of Jared Goff. You put some pressure on him throughout the day. Wouldn't it be nice to just see that the Bears can do that? That it doesn't always have to be the 2 or 3 turnovers that you get to win a football game. That's fun and all, and I'll take a win any way that you can get it here down the stretch. And that's obviously the Bears' bread and butter, is taking the football away from the other team. But like I said, that just gets a little bit harder in the postseason. And so I would like to see them put that on tape for me, for my peace of mind, and to up my confidence from like a 7 or 7.5 to an 8 that they can make a deep playoff run. 312-644-6767. Out in my old stomping grounds of Kenosha is Randy. And Randy, you're on the score. What's your confidence level, and what can you see today that would make you even more confident?
My confidence level is a 5, but that's not a negative connotation. It's kind of because I'm just along for the ride.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And then the most important thing I want to see, and it's not that I like your idea about the defense, but that's what they are. They got to get turnovers. The most important thing I want to see is I want to see Caleb Williams, the quarterback, continue to command drives and make plays late in the game and win the game. That's the most important thing. And then my confidence level will go up. If this is a close game and Caleb Williams wins it on the last drive again, I'm starting to feel more confident.
Randy, I appreciate the call. And that's it's a good point. I was doing the morning show filling in for Mullion Hall with Ruthie Polinsky on Friday, and I said, and it does look like Caleb Williams here over the last 3 or 4 weeks especially seems to be taking a step, if not a leap, in his development and in Ben Johnson's system. I mean, you look at, he's averaging 274 yards, has 6 touchdown passes, no interceptions, for a 103.1 passer rating over his last 3 games. And that's against good teams. That's against teams who've had significant stakes and something to play for. Another one under the belt of Caleb Williams having that type of performance. And like I said on Friday with Ruthie when I was filling in for Mullion Hall, if Caleb Williams is indeed taking the leap, and what we've seen here in the last 3 games is indicative of that leap, there's no ceiling on what this Bears team can do, because he looks like a top 10, if not, and this might sound, again, this is the second time in the first half hour I'm saying this might sound crazy. He's like a top 10, if not top 5 quarterback in the league right now. Like the way that he's playing right now in the landscape of NFL quarterbacks. I'm not saying he is a top 5 or top 10 quarterback or put up the type of resume this season to put him in that conversation, but like we do with power rankings, where power rankings are not about the standings and what you've done over the course of the whole season. Power rankings are about who's playing the best right now. If we were doing quarterback power rankings today, and with what Caleb Williams has done over the last 3 weeks, he's playing like a top 5 quarterback. Keep doing that, and the ceiling is the roof for the Chicago Bears heading into the playoffs. So I would like to see Caleb Williams continue on this heater that he's been on. I mean, that Pro Football Focus scored his touchdown pass against the Packers as the best throw in the NFL this season. He took down he buried a Browns team who at the time ranked 2nd in total defense and 13th in opponent passer rating. Had over 10 yards per pass in that game. Keep doing stuff like that. Stay on this heater. And yeah, that might tick up my confidence level even a little bit more if Caleb Williams
the
keeps
ceiling
looking.
Is the roof.
Thank you, MJ. Yes. The ceiling is the roof if Caleb Williams continues to play that way. So that's a good call there. That's a good call there from my guy in Kenosha. This one from the 224. Hey, Rami, good to hear you. I would like to see the D-line have a good destructive day for a change. Right? That would be nice. It would be nice it'd be nice if I heard Montez Sweat's name a little bit more. It'd be nice if I heard Austin Booker a little bit more. Get after Jared Goff today. Get after Jared Goff today and put him on the ground a few times and have, as the texter says, a good destructive day for a change. Another texter from the 815 says, I don't care if they win every game with turnovers, just win. Yes, yes, obviously. I think we're all in that same camp. But like I said, I would like to know that the Bears have different ways of beating you. Like to put it in, I'm not a big MMA guy, so maybe I'm about to expose myself as not a big MMA guy and sound like a dumbass here. But I'd like to see that you can win standing up, and you can do a little ground and pound. Like you have different methods of winning the fight. You have different ways. You have different skill sets of winning a fight. And if a team does a really good job of protecting the football, whether that's the Lions today or the Packers or the 49ers or the Rams or whoever it might be next week, if they do a very good job of protecting the football and don't give it up, I'd like to know that we could still win that game. that we can still win that football game and advance in the playoffs. Let's go back to the phones and Southwest Chicago. We got Jesse. Jesse, you're on the score. What's your confidence level? What's something that would improve your confidence level in this game today?
Hey, how you doing? Good morning. My confidence level is through the roof. I'm a 10. 10.
10?
You know, diehard.
Outstanding.
Fan. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Today, all we need to do is handle the Lions. It's a big game. People really don't understand. We haven't won a home game ending the season since 07. Caleb Williams needs 109 yards to be the all-time single-season passer for the Chicago Bears. We need to go in here and handle Detroit, plain and simple, get the 2 seed, and move on to the Packers for the playoffs. Whoop them. Get these two out of our life and just keep on rolling with it. We got the ice comet Caleb Williams. Nothing else matters. If our defense did step up like how we've been talking all morning, it would be phenomenal. We would just be whooping everybody and taking everybody's name and just handling business. But our future looks bright. This is the first time in a long time that we actually have first-round picks with a good team. So we got to build that D lineup and just keep Caleb Williams right there looking sweet and pretty. Those little nails painted. I love it, bro. Finally got a quarterback. Let's ride. You know what I'm saying? I'm just so tired of the haters and all the BS, man. I've been watching ball all my life. I'm 31 years old, man. Jesse Cameron out of Manhattan, Illinois, man. I'm tired of it. Seriously, I want to win back.
Jesse, appreciate the call. I want to win bad too. And it is kind of a big game today on a number of levels. Like, you want to win, you want to lock up the 2 seed, you want to win just to go out on a winning note and not have the bad taste of 2 straight losses in your mouth heading into the playoffs. You want the revenge after what happened in week 2 against this Lions team. It's a bigger game than, as Jesse said, than I think a lot of people maybe realize, that we all have our eyes already on the playoffs, and with the Eagles sitting their starters today against Washington, looks like your chances are pretty good of getting the 2 seed. And so I think a lot of people not putting a lot of stock in this game. And look, it's not the most important a Week 18 game could be. You know, that's what we saw last night was about as big as a Week 18 game could be. There are some teams that are playing for their playoff lives today. That's about as big as a Week 18 game could be. Whatever happens with the Bears today, you're going to be in pretty good spot. You're going to be in a pretty good position. At worst, you're the 3 seed. You're going to have a home game. You probably go into that wild card round as the favorite against whoever it is that you might play in that game, being that it's going to be at Soldier Field. But yeah, there are things riding on this game, and it is a bigger game than maybe it appears on the surface of it all. Got a text here from the 262. 100% correct. If Williams continues to command the game down the stretch, no ceiling. That's Randy in Kenosha. And then this one from the 847. Would love to see the Bears make the Lions look stupid in succeeding on a trick play and get every team trembling about BJ's bag of tricks. That's a text coming in from the 847. Let me get in one more call here before the break. Let me go out to Freeport and Jeff. Jeff, what's your confidence level in the Bears heading into the playoffs, and what's something you could see today that would bump that up a little bit?
Hey, Rami, good morning, man. Hey, I'm like the guy from Kenosha. I'm right at a 5. And the 5, I want to make a move up, but every time I make a move up, man, it's like that scene from Animal House, man. I got that little devil and that little angel. The devil saying, you still haven't taken Green Bay out of the playoffs yet, man. That's where my confidence will go up. Today, I want to see a 2-3 score win. That will help my confidence a little. But I think until we get to the playoffs, until we can exercise some old demons, man, it's hard to move up from that 5. And I can't go below a 5 because I've watched all season, and I've watched this marriage between Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. And if the D can just get right just in time, that's where I'm at, man. Green Bay and the demons, that's where we got to go.
So your confidence will shoot up when they can exercise the Packers demons and knock them out of the playoffs. Should that happen? Should they get the chance to do that next week?
Yo, most definitely, yeah, because okay. I think that's the cloud hanging over our head.
I appreciate the call, Jeff. I'm glad somebody else is voicing that. I really am, because I get some hate thrown my way, or I get, you know, you're soft, you're weak. That's loser talk when I say stuff like that. I said with Ruthie on Friday again when I was filling in for Mully and Haw, I'd actually kind of be okay not seeing the Packers again this year. And that doesn't mean I don't want the two seed. I do. I want them to win today, and I want them to get the two seed, which means they will get the Packers. I'm not saying I don't want them. I'm saying I'd be okay not seeing them again. And just going into the postseason, just going into the offseason, whenever that might be, however that might happen, but just go into the offseason with at least a notch in our belt that the Bears got the last laugh and they won the NFC North. Because I feel like it's not a non-zero chance that the Bears do lose to the Packers in the postseason. And that washes away not everything they've done this season, but as far as Packers-Bears go, it washes away the miraculous overtime victory. It almost washes away, or at least takes away from the fact that they won the NFC North. The fact that Packers fans could all offseason long go, yeah, you won that game, yeah, you won the North, but we ended your season. Like, I don't want to hear that. And I would just, if nothing else, if we get nothing else from this season, I'd like to have bragging rights over the Packers for an offseason.
Hey, go Pack, go the f- home.
Exactly. That's exactly how I feel. I can't live through another offseason of them having the last laugh and having bragging rights over us. So I don't know if that's me being scared, if that's meatball talk and saying I'd be okay not seeing the Packers again this year and just going into the offseason with those bragging rights. But damn it, that's how I feel. That's how I feel. And we're going to talk about all the different matchups and which one looks best for the Bears later in the show. I'm also going to talk with Jim Costa, morning host on 97.1 The Ticket, coming up at 10 o'clock. But want to hear more from you after a short break. What's your confidence level heading into the playoffs, and what could you see Sunday that would bump that up a little bit? 312-644-6767. I'm Rami Makhlouf, taking you right up to Bears pregame with Mully and Kreutz and Manley. That's coming up at noon, but you're coming up next at 312-644-6767. I'm Rami Makhlouf on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We're back, live with more Rami Metlaw on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Jim Cost of 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit will join me, Rami Metlaw, coming up at 10 o'clock with a view of this matchup at Soldier Field today. From the other side of things, from the Lions side of things, I'm asking you right now, though, what's your confidence level that this Bears team can make a deep playoff run, and what could you see today that would bump that up a little bit, maybe a half point or a point? I said I'm at a 7 or a 7.5, and as weird as it sounds, if they won this game today without a turnover, I think that'd be pretty cool. That would show me that they can do that, and they haven't necessarily shown me that they can do that so far this season, and that might be something that they have to do in the postseason. I want to know that script or that recipe exists. 414, I almost gave out the Milwaukee numbers, 312-644-6767 is how you can get in on the show. Two real good texts that came in. This one from the 815. If they can have sustained drives and less penalties, that would help a lot. Yeah, penalties have been an issue. They seem to sort of get a handle on that, and then they had 100 yards of penalties against the 49ers in that game that they lost. So it reared its ugly head again. I would like to see them play just a good, clean football game and have some good sustained drives. So spot on from that texter right there. And then this one from the 779. Avoid the stirring of three and outs that they have early in games. That would be nice. That's another thing that's sort of been a problem for this Bears team this season, is the slow starts. And again, it's a whole nother ballgame. The margin for error shrinks in the postseason. Absolutely shrinks in the postseason. And those slow starts, not necessarily something that you can afford. Could they still win a game or two in the postseason with those slow starts? I mean, they have enough on their resume in the regular season to say, yeah, they've shown that they can do that. But it gets harder. It gets harder in the postseason, and you'd like to not have to overcome that and overcome those slow starts in the postseason the way that you've had to throughout much of the regular season. So two great points right there, and two things that would go some way in making me feel a little bit better about a playoff run if the Bears could show it out there on the field today. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Tony, who's in Wonder Lake. Now he's on the Score. Tone, what you got, man?
Hey, Rami, thanks for taking my call. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
My confidence level is pretty close to where you're at. I'm at a 6 or a 7. And as far as what I'd like to see, the last few weeks since his return, Jalen Johnson has looked anything but interested in playing the defensive backfield. Okay, I think he's probably just being precautious, but if he can tighten up the screws come playoff time and turn that defensive backfield back into an asset rather than a liability, I think you're going to see everybody in the defensive backfield respond to that and put up much better showings than they have recently.
I appreciate the call, Tony, and it's a good point. I don't know that I would say Jalen Johnson doesn't seem interested in playing the defensive back or playing the cornerback position. I just – I he's – he's rusty, man. I think you can chalk a lot of what's going on with Jalen Johnson up to rust, given the injury that he had, the severity of the injury that he had, and the fact that he's, what, five weeks since he's been back? I want to say it's right around 4 or 5 weeks since he's been back from the injury. Put that into football terms and put it in some perspective. That's a preseason. That's like a training camp and a preseason, and I don't think he's back to full form yet. So it would be nice to see the rust start to come off and to see Jalen Johnson look like the dominant force that he's been for so long in that defensive backfield for the Bears. That would go a long way in making me feel better about this Bears team and a deep playoff run, because when Jalen Johnson is right, he's potentially the best player on this defense. With the way that this defense has played all season, if you take Jalen Johnson of last year or 2 years ago and plug him in, he's probably the best player on the field for the Bears on defense. So, yeah, that would be real nice to see, like, prime Jalen Johnson show his face out at Soldier Field today. Let me get one more quick call in. It's going to be Tim, who's on the road. Tim, you're on the score. What's your confidence level that the Bears can make a deep playoff run, and what would make you feel even better today?
Hey, good morning, Rami. I'm at an all-time high for this season, at a 10 right now on my confidence level. We're going to go out there today. We're going to see Caleb break the record and hand Detroit a really, really bad out like they gave us in week two. Once we get that going, it's a momentum thing, so we're going to be moving into playoffs on a confident note and make a deep run is what I'm feeling today.
Tim, appreciate the call. And we've had a few callers here in this first hour say that they're at a 10. They're at a 10, and I admire that. I'm not going to knock you. I'm not going to rag on you for that. I love that you're feeling a little bit puffy chested. I can't get there, and it's really the same reason why I said that my confidence level is as high as it is at a 7 or a 7.5, which is that the NFC is wide open, and I could see anybody beating anybody on a given week, and that includes the Chicago Bears. I was having a conversation, in a group chat with my brother and some Bears fans of ours, and one of them said, I don't see a team that the Bears can't beat in the playoffs. And I was like, yeah, you're right. I also don't see a team that can't beat the Bears in the playoffs, except maybe whoever comes out of the NFC South, whether it's the Buccaneers or the Panthers. I'd be that'd be one where I'd be disappointed and leave that game wondering what the hell did just happen. What did I just watch? But chances are you're not going to get one of those teams the way that the NFC playoffs are and the seeding is stacking up right now. It's doubtful that you'll get one of those NFC South teams. So between the teams that remain in the NFC playoff picture, like, you're telling me you couldn't see the Bears losing to any of those teams from the West. You couldn't see the Bears losing to the Eagles. You couldn't see the Bears losing to the Packers. The same as there isn't a team I don't think is unbeatable, I don't think there is a team that you can just bank a win against, except for, like I said, maybe one of those teams that's gonna come out of the South. So I can't get to a 10, but I love that you are. I love that you are. I admire the optimism. I admire the confidence and how puffy-chested you are. I just can't get there. It's wide open. And wide open means, yeah, the Bears have a chance. Wide open also means, yeah, the Bears could get knocked off. Like, both of those things are real possibilities. We got to get to a quick break. On the other side, take a look at today's matchup from the other side of things. And Jim Costa, morning host on 97.1 The Ticket. He joins me, Rami Makhlouf, on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.